The only soldier I know who's serving in Iraq is named BD, and yesterday I learned that he got his leg blown off.
Commentator Ben Walker is a lifelong reader of the cartoon Doonesbury. BD has been a central character since the first strip in 1968.
As his comrades lifted him into the medevac, I could see that one of BD's legs was now a stump wrapped in bandages. Since the war started, over 3,600 American troops have been wounded in Iraq, many of them losing fingers, hands, arms, legs, and feet. But this is the first time it's somebody I know. Which changes everything, of course. As they loaded him into the medevac, BD's buddy Ray had to take off his helmet. And for all the decades that I've known BD, I've never seen him without his helmet. I never even knew he had black hair. BD's worn a lot of helmets in his day. In college, he wore a football helmet. For Operation Desert Storm, he wore a camouflage helmet. And during the 90s, he wore a CHIPS helmet for the California Highway Patrol. And then, in 2000, his alma mater, Walden College, hired him to coach the football team. And BD went back to wearing the football helmet full time. When we first met BD in 1968, when he was the star quarterback at Walden, he stuck out like a sore thumb. BD was all gung-ho for an aggressive American foreign policy, and he hated the love-ins and loathed the protests, and he most certainly never toked up. When Saigon tumbled and Nixon fell, BD wept. In all the years that I've known BD, he's never deviated from this political outlook. But there's never been any malice to BD's politics. He's really just a jock who loves football, babes, and his country. And so, even though I disagree with pretty much everything that comes out of his mouth, over the years, I've grown really fond of him. Since September 11, 2001, BD, like many of his fellow citizens, has become more politically engaged. 9/11 scared him, and President Bush's dire warning that Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction posed a direct threat to the freedoms he held dear scared him even more, which is why he went to Iraq, and why he was willing to risk his life, and why he has now lost his left leg. Now, I know that BD is not a real person. I know that he's a cartoon character. But like I said, he's the only person I know in Iraq. And so it's through his injury and sacrifice that I now appreciate the real sacrifices of the thousands of real American soldiers who've lost real arms, legs, hands, feet, and fingers. I don't know what's going to happen when BD wakes up and realizes that his leg is gone. I imagine he'll be furious. I wish there was some way for me to let him know that I'm furious too.
Ben Walker is a freelance radio producer. He lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.